It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Mondays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Huttle. We'll hear our story in a minute after Fibber and Molly warm up a bit.
You know, McGee, taking off your shoes is one of the best feelings in the world, next to coming home.
Yep.
Bet most of us don't think about coming home at all until we think about how we'd feel if we couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go along month after month paying rent on your apartment or paying off the mortgage on your home with never a thought to what might happen if you...
Now, hold on there, kiddo. Wait a minute. Just remember, there is one way to make sure your home stays your home, and that's with a Prudential Mortgage Cancellation Plan.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, with this plan included in your insurance program, you don't have to worry about keeping a roof over your family's head. The Prudential Insurance Company guarantees the money to pay off the mortgage on your home, even if Dad dies unexpectedly before it's all paid.
Oh, McGee, that's wonderful. How much does it cost?
For most families, the yearly cost is less than 1% of the amount you borrowed.
I think the Prudential's Home Protection Plan is a wonderful idea. And if you think so, too, call your Prudential agent and let him tell you about the mortgage cancellation plan. Or, if you live in an apartment, Prudential's rent payment plan.
Take care of it soon, huh?
The pupils of the Wistful Vista Grammar School will present a George Washington playlet this afternoon for a select group of parents and friends. One of the friends is working right now on a couple of costumes for the play.
How are you coming with the Colonial Haberdashery, Molly? About through?
Just about. There. Now, how do you like that uniform? That's one of George Washington's soldiers.
Pretty snazzy.
Yeah. If Dior thinks his styles are revolutionary, he ought to see this, huh?
Yeah, looks good. How'd you happen to get stuck with this job, anyhow?
Oh, it's no trouble. I'm just fixing a couple of the costumes. Teeny's teacher asked me to help. Teeny's one of the stars of the play, you know.
Oh, it ought to be great. Hey, let me see that uniform again. How come the sleeves on it are so long? They'll come clear down to
the... It's for Willie Toops.
Oh, well, that figures. That kid's built just like his old man. And Mort Toops's knuckles are always skinned up from dragging him on the floor when he sits down.
Well, I've got all the children's measurements here. And if you think that's something, you just take a look at this uniform. And this lad's mother says he's still growing.
I can almost get into that coat myself. Let me see, who's that for?
Barry Little, known to his friends as Biggie. He's playing the lead, George Washington.
Ah, yes. Washington at Valley Forge. Onward, men, onward. There's the valley. Forge ahead.
McGee, take that uniform coat off before you tear it.
Okay. Ah, school play. I remember the time. Remember the time I was George Washington in the school play in Miss Fiditch's class back in Peoria?
Oh, indeed I do.
Yeah.
The curtain went up and you walked out on the stage in your tight little uniform and said, "I am George Washington, commander of the troops." Dropped your sword, stooped over to pick it up, and your trousers split right down the middle.
Oh, did they?
And Miss Spadich dropped the curtain, and your mother ran out and yanked you into the wings, and the school band played a concert to fill out the bill.
Yeah. It's funny now, but boy, it was horrible at the time. I used to wake up sweating every night for years thinking of how them pants ripped.
Get that, will you? I've got to take these uniforms out in the kitchen and press them.
Okay, come in.
Hi, Mr. McGee, hi.
Oh, hello, Teeny. Come in, come in. What are you doing out of school? Home for lunch?
Yeah, but I couldn't eat anything.
Couldn't eat? What's the matter? Lose all your teeth or something? Anytime you can't eat, it must be something very...
Well, it's the play.
Oh?
Our school play. George Washington at Valley Forge. I'm in it and I'm scared, Mr. McGee.
Scared? Ah.
I'm scared to death, I betcha. All the kids will be watching and the parents and...
Oh, relax, Teeny. You got nothing to worry about. You'll do fine.
I'll forget, Mr. McGee. I just know I'll forget. I'm supposed to be Martha Washington, and it's a very dignified part, and if I goof, it'll be a blot on my country's honor.
Oh, now take it easy, Teeny. Look, is that the play you got there with you?
Yeah, this is it. I got a big part, too. The whole play is practically all just me and Biggie Little. He's George Washington.
Yes, I know. I know. Mm-hmm. I heard about Biggie. Well, look, you still got plenty of time. I'll rehearse it with you.
Oh, gee, would you do that? Would you, mister? Would you? Oh,
sure,
boy.
Sure, glad to, sis. Let's see the play.
Here you are. We start there, on that page with the name of that Italian man who wrote it on it.
Italian man?
Yeah, Mr. Paglioni, C-P-A-G-E.
Oh, that's page one.
Oh, I was wondering how he knew so much about American history.
I'll read Biggie's part, and you do yours.
If I can remember it.
Well, we'll see. You ready?
Okay.
Now, let's see. The scene is set on the banks of the Delaware just before Washington's crossing. His beloved wife, who has sneaked through the enemy lines to bid her husband Godspeed, approaches. George speaks. Martha, it's you.
Gee, you're good.
Oh, come on now, Teeny.
Okay, okay. Give me that again.
Martha, it's you.
Yes, George.
You shouldn't have come, my dear. You know the penalty if you're caught.
Yes, George.
And still you are willing to take that chance?
Yes, George.
To spend these last moments with me?
Yes, George.
Hey, wait a minute here. Is that all you say in this whole play? Is just yes, George, yes, George?
Mm-hmm. Except for that one line where Biggie says, Martha, I as Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces demand you leave instantly. And I say, no, George. That's the trouble.
No, George.
I don't know when that comes. And if I say no, George, when I should say yes, George, the curtain will close or something, and it's going to be awful embarrassing.
Okay, 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 let's start over. Now relax. The main thing about acting is to be relaxed. We'll run through this a few times, and pretty soon...
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
It's wonderful the way you feel with Dial, Dial, Dial. No fear of odor, more appeal with Dial, Dial, Dial.
It's a wonderful feeling, that Dial feeling, and the reason why folks change to Dial faster than they ever did to any other soap. For with Dial, you never worry about odor. You see, normal perspiration has no odor until skin bacteria attack it. They cause the odor. Ordinary soaps can't remove these bacteria effectively, but daily washing with Dial removes up to 95% of them. Dial's the only leading soap with AT7, or hexachlorophene. There's nothing else as good, and it clings to your skin, protecting you for several days if need be. That's why Dial stops odor before it starts, why users say they just don't feel as clean with any other soap. It's that Dial feeling. Aren't you glad you use Dial soap, and... don't you wish everybody did?
And then George says, but Martha, it is dangerous here. I demand you leave. Will you go? And you say,
no, George.
That's it. Great. You got it. You got it.
Oh, that's good, Teeny. You'll do fine.
Sure, you got it perfect now.
Gee, you sure been a big help, mister.
You better beat it back to school now. It's after 1 o'clock. We'll see you over there.
I have to bring the costumes anyhow, Teeny, and we'll stay and watch the play.
Yeah, I'll stand in the wings, and if you forget anything, I'll holler to you.
Oh, boy, good. I'll fracture him, I betcha.
Good.
Yes, George. No, George.
Whew. What a workout with that kid. We must have went through that play 15 times.
Well, it's very important to her. I know just how she feels.
Sure, me too. When I walked out on the stage in that fifth grade play of ours with the whole school sitting there, dropped my sword and split my britches, I thought it was the end of the world.
Mm-hmm. Say, you'd better give me a hand with these costumes, if you will.
Okay.
Help me put them on hangers so they won't get mussed. We should have them over at school in a half an hour, and I have to get dressed, so if you'll help me... Down this way, McGee. Let's go right backstage. Hurry up.
Yeah.
Don't drag those costumes now. Careful. We should have gotten here earlier. Oh, hello, Dr. Gamble.
Well, hello there, my dear. You're looking charming this afternoon. You got a new hairdo, haven't you?
Well, now, you're sweet to notice it, Doctor, but it's nothing, really. Just a little chicken fat. I always slick my hair down with chicken fat.
Oh, don't mind him, Doctor.
What's new, Turtle Tummy?
Look, McGee, we don't have time to chat. You'd better take these costumes right backstage and give them to Miss Yeagley.
Mm-hmm.
The kids must be dressing by
okay,
now.
Okay, okay, I'll run them back, and maybe I can help with the scenery or the lights or something.
Please,
like
McGee, just give her the costumes and come right back out front here.
Well, I'll hurry, Molly, if there's anything I can...
dickens is he doing back there? I guess I better run backstage and see about him, Doctor.
Go ahead. I'll try to hold these seats for you both.
Oh, dear. The thing's about to begin. Pardon me, please. Coming through, please.
Good luck, Molly. I'll hang on to these seats as long as I... Oh, it's starting.
Good afternoon, parents and friends of our pupils. This afternoon, in honor of the father of our country, whose birthday is tomorrow, we're proud to present a group of our pupils in a dramatization of George Washington at Valley Forge. This play is our annual tribute to the memory of our first president.
McGee, where are you? Are you back here?
Yeah, shh. It's dark here in the wings. They had a little trouble with the cast.
McGee, what are you doing in that uniform? Take that off. The boy will have to get dressed. It's about to start.
Shh, listen.
I know that you're all going to enjoy it. Before we begin, however, I regret to announce that Barry Little, of grade 6A, who was to have played George Washington, has a bad cold and is unable to be here today.
What? Oh, no.
Fortunately, though, we have found a last-minute substitution, one who has been rehearsing the part all afternoon. And with a little convincing, he kindly volunteered to step in and play the role, Mr. Fibber McGee.
What? Oh, McGee, you can.
Teeny told her I would. What could I do? Hey, where's my sword? Quick, my sword, my sword. You seem... Oh, I got it.
But, McGee, you can't do
it. I can't argue now, kiddo. I'm on. Ah, 'tis a cold winter day as I face my troops at Valley Forge. But so long as this sword in my good right hand is... Whoops! I dropped it.
Don't pick it up, McGee. Let it lay there. Don't stoop over in that uniform.
Oh, my God.
Run the curtain down somebody.
Drop the curtain.
Oh, my God.
McGee, get out of there. History repeats itself.
Oh, my God.
Fibber and Molly will be right back. Ever wondered why your child sometimes eats everything you give him and sometimes won't touch a thing? Well, small children like variety in their meals as much as you do. Yet, it's sometimes easy for parents to fall in the beef, peas, cereal, and applesauce rut. That's why you shouldn't miss the March issue of Woman's Home Companion. Dr. Benjamin Spock, famous pediatrician, and nutritionist Miriam Loewenberg have written Dr. Spock's Baby and Child Care Cookbook. From this, the companion brings you 10 helpful pages of recipes and menus. Follow the 7 basic rules of child menu planning that Dr. Spock suggests, and there'll be no more plates thrown on the floor or food pushed away. And in the same issue, there's an exciting 5-page spread devoted to the new color look in fashions for spring. Don't miss the paint box colors in leather, the light and bright color teams and accessories. Get your copy of Woman's Home Companion today. You just can't afford to miss it.
I still say there wasn't any need for that teacher to cancel the whole play, Molly. I could have gone on with it if she'd just had the sense to keep a needle handy backstage.
If anyone backstage could have found a needle, McGee, they'd have stabbed you with it. Now go on up to bed.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble. The teacher was played by Mary Lansing. Tomorrow, McGee crosses swords with one of the new Wonder Fabrics. It's a wonderful show, so don't miss it. This is John Wall saying good night.
Laugh with Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, the great Gildersleeve, that is, tonight on the NBC Radio Network.